Morning, everybody. Let's try it again. Morning, everybody. So the story in the Bible, you know, things get lost over a couple of thousand years, and the way that I think it actually happened, I mean, here's a bunch of young guys in their 30s, you know, just sitting around a campfire on the beach and eating fish, and they're playing charades. And so Jesus is saying, all right, so who do people say I am? Matthew. And he goes, a really wise rabbi. Nope. Okay, Bartholomew. Let's see, a rabble-rouser that's going to take us out of the hands of the Romans. Nope, wrong. Simon, you are the guru. You are Christ incarnate that's going to give me God realization. Peter, you rock. I think it got lost a little over time, but I think that was the general gist of it. So Jesus was saying, that's what we want to tune into. Now, I have a story that my wife is here, so I'm going to just tell this. Actually, it's not on her, it's on me, but it praises her. But there's a walkway in our community that used to be kind of a nondescript cement walkway with nondescript bushes on both sides. And it happened to be the way that when Swami Kriyananda was visiting and would visit Ash and David's home and stay there, he would walk down that walkway and into the front door. So we happened to be living there at the time, and we're heading up a group of sadhaka trainees. That's a group of folks who want to get deeper and deeper into these teachings. And a really fun way of kind of learning teachings is taking on a project. So the thought came, you know, wouldn't it be great to just redo this sidewalk and make it beautiful? So everybody was enthusiastic about that. People pitched in various ways, a lot of fun. And at one point, we had torn up all the concrete there, and we're getting ready to lay out the new walkway. And my wife thought, wouldn't it be fun to have something that's just kind of flowing, you know, just kind of a more serpentine sort of look? So I thought, great. So I don't know, somehow I took that on along with our neighbor who was an engineer. And so both of us are kind of sitting down inside of the apartment trying to figure this out with graph paper and, you know, squares and drawing a line and figuring out these computations of how to get it just so. And getting more and more kind of in our heads and confused, and but thinking that we're doing a really good job. And even though we're not sure how we're doing it, we're going to do more of it. You know how that is? You know what I'm talking about, guys? Okay, so anyway, at a certain point, my wife, who's very intuitive, says, you know what? We need something that's, and I forget what it was or where it was, but it was somewhere on the other side of the community. Could you go get that for me? So I went and said, sure, got that thing. Now, there's this other member of the sadhaka training group that is a ballet dancer. And so Manisha corralled her and said, you know what? We need to lay out this walkway. Can we just kind of flow with this? And let's just sort of walk along and lay out where it is and just sort of feel it out. And they did it, I don't know, in like 3 minutes. And so I came back with whatever was needed, and it was kind of like, oh, you guys have done it already, and okay, that's great. No. So that's an example of how reason can kind of take you off in one direction, and intuition is the higher knowledge, where you're feeling what's true. Now, you've had that feeling, I'm sure, where whether or not you've tried to figure something out, you just get the sense inside that you know it's right. And when you follow that or follow your heart on that, it invariably turns out true. Now, sometimes that feeling we get is in a different direction than what we think is the right thing to do. And as devotees, that's a real kind of interesting challenge. But the beautiful thing is that just like kids growing up, you know, teenagers can make a lot of mistakes, but they have to do that in order to kind of prove out what works and what doesn't. And so for us to be able to tune into that inner guidance and follow it, it's actually what we're supposed to be doing. You know, it's a mistake to think of ourselves as, oh, I have to be perfect and just so. And I think it's true that when we compare ourselves with others, we always lose. And the spiritual path is not something where we think, oh, I should be just like that. Oh, I should be just like him and try to fit ourselves into a mold. You'll hear in the Festival of Light that we will say shortly that, whereas, actually it was the wrong quote that I was thinking of, but it has to do with the fact that we used to think in terms of the actual quote in the festival is, whereas suffering and sorrow in the past were the coin of man's redemption, for us now that payment has been exchanged for calm acceptance and joy. It doesn't really have to do with what I wanted to say right now, but it's a nice quote. But the gist of it that I wanted to say is that we used to think in religion for a long time that the form was what mattered. And at that time on the planet, it was the way that we related to things. Okay, this is a structure, I relate to it, I know what it's all about, you know, now I feel calm and secure. You know, if I understand what structure the society is that I should be living in and what my part is in it, or what this marriage relationship is and how I play my role, then I can do it. That worked at the time because humanity in general at that time was form identified. That's how things work. But now we're in a new era, just beginning a new era, where we're beginning to see that behind form is energy. And so it's really kind of interesting how when you talk about relationships now, it's women especially will say, so what's the energy between them? You know, it's more an energy consciousness, cash flow. You know, we're thinking more in terms of the energy behind things. And that applies to our spirituality too. Instead of being identified with the form of something, you know, people nowadays are rebelling against that and wanting to get out of that because they know that what's really important is the inner experience. This is what the great masters have been saying all along. And that's what Jesus was saying on the beach with his friends there, is, who do people say I am? And he was asking them to tune into their inner experience. And so that's what we're being called to do, and it's kind of a rocky transition, just like it is when kids turn into teenagers. You know, all these things start happening, and you can't live that old form anymore. You're being asked to live something new, but you don't know what it is yet, and you have to try it out, and it's kind of uncomfortable a little bit at first. We're being asked to live by our own inner experience, and it's a combination. It's kind of ironic because on the one hand, we're saying go by your own inner experience, but include everybody else. There's a symbol back there. It's called joy is within you. It's the Ananda symbol. It's the same one that's up here, and it's representative of that. It's the soul aspiring to find truth, kind of the mountaintop, and looking as a soul, you know, for the truth going up, experiencing God in deep meditation, and then bringing that truth back down to where we are in our daily lives, like a little bird flying down, back down to earth. We'll talk about the little bird in our Festival of Light shortly too. But that's the balance that we have to find on the spiritual path. It's why Yogananda called his organization Self-Realization Fellowship. So it's the same that for us that we experience that inner joy inside and yet we relate it to everybody else. We bring that inner experience of truth into our daily lives. And the beauty of that is that we can see God expressing uniquely, not only in us, but in everyone around us. And, you know, a liability of the tendency to think too much is to, well, there's a word maya, which means measurer. And it's the tendency to define and judge and kind of, you know, put everything in little boxes. And unfortunately, we tend to do that with people, too. Oh, I have my little thing together and I know what's right, but you're a little different from me and it's, you know, obviously you have a few things to learn. But you'll get there. Well, doesn't really do us so well when we take that attitude. We find ourselves feeling kind of a little more and more separated from people. Had that feeling before sometimes, you know, when you have that attitude? So life has a way of kind of breaking down that barrier. We do not want to have life have to give us the 2x4 approach, you know, where it's like, you are really stuck. Okay, we're going to have to get you out of this. Whack. And sometimes that has to happen. And it's actually a very loving gesture when God does that to us. But the more that we can just open our hearts to say, okay, what is happening in my life right now is exactly what should be happening. The songs we did today were really perfect. The most recent one, Go On Alone, it's kind of interesting, the balance. We start off, walk like a man, even though you walk alone, you know. But then give life your heart. Bless everything that's grown. Fear not the loving. All this world's your own. The more we can just open our hearts. You see Swami Kriyananda, and he just, you know, leads with his heart. Because what's there to be afraid of when you see God everywhere? When you see God in everyone? I was in Jamba Juice yesterday and ordered a little smoothie thing. And so while it's being made, I'm just kind of sitting in the back waiting. And one of the ladies who works there, you know, was kind of on a little break. So she was just sitting there right next to me. And you know how it is, sometimes you're just kind of like sort of there. And I had the reading for today with me just, you know, to sort of refresh a little bit. But I just kind of felt like, oh, there's a person here. You know, I want to relate to them somehow. So I just said, you know, hi, how's it going? Oh, it's going okay. You know, busy today? Yeah, really busy this morning. What's your reading? Oh, it's just, actually, I'm going to be giving a Sunday service talk tomorrow, and this is, you know, kind of help having to do with that. Oh, God stuff, huh? You know? Yeah, actually. And there was a pause, and she said, it's good to think of God a lot and bring God into your life. Thought, yeah, it is. But it's feeling that connection and realizing that everybody really is connected with us. And just as we, when we reach up to that inner experience of God, as I'm reaching up right now, I see the mirrored ball up there. So I don't know if you know that we're going to have a disco dance right after service here, but we'll tell you more about that later on. Actually, it's our school play, but we'll tell you more. But when we reach up and then bring that down into meditation, you know, that experience of God is going to express uniquely and individually through us. It's going to be filtered through our chakras and our desires and our mind and our heart and all that. So it's going to come through in a very unique way. Isn't it amazing how God does that with everybody? I mean, you look around and you see how that individual experience of truth comes through and expresses in a unique way. And the more that we can just, you know, appreciate who we're with, everybody around us, as being God's unique expression, so creative, ever new. And furthermore, you know, once we think we have it all together, we realize, oh, this body's going to end at a certain point. You know, recently I've had some, my dad passed on, Manisha's mom passed on, other people that I know are kind of, you know, heading there, and sort of struck me as kind of a conveyor belt, you know, where eventually boom, one drops off, and meanwhile, there's other ones coming up here, you know. So the more you see that, you realize, oh, okay, I'm getting closer and closer, you know. And it sort of makes it a little more real, that search that you better kind of live within. But the spiritual masters, bless their hearts, are just, they're just there to say, you know, I'm here to help you experience those things that are going to bring you the greatest happiness you'll ever know. And the more we can just open up to their guidance and say, okay, I'm ready to learn. You know, I think of it as climbing a mountain. You think, okay, I'd really like to get up the top. That looks fun to do. And so the guide says, okay, I've been there. I can teach you what you want to learn. You say, great, what do I need to do? So, okay, first of all, you need to get in shape and really exercise and go out there and do, you know, this, 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 this. Actually, I'd rather watch a video today, you know? So, okay, well, do that, but then, you know, next week, let's start the program. Well, it seems a little convenient. I sort of have these other things that I'd rather be, okay, fine. But when you're ready, you know, come on back. And they're patient, and they're loving, and they're supportive to the extent that we can open up our hearts and say, okay. And the nice thing is that it all happens at the right time. I you know, speaking of backpacking, I can think that when I did that some years ago, I did the best that I knew how, but carried way too much stuff. Way, way, way too much stuff. But it was the best I knew how, and I was sincere, and I, you know, I took too long, and it was too heavy, and it was a little uncomfortable, but it was the best I knew. And then later on, I thought to myself, well, that was a little uncomfortable. I wonder if there's something I can do differently next time. And then I remembered some other people had said, well, you know, if you try this, okay, let me try that. You know, it was a little better the next time. But it's funny because after all these years, I can look back and say that those people were saying that all along back then. But I just wasn't really ready to do it. And that's okay. Part of the beauty of appreciating how God expresses individually through us is being honest about what we are and aren't able to do. And that whole idea of comparing ourselves with others, and when we do that, we lose. Part of the maturity of the spiritual search is by just being an open child before God and saying, okay, this is where I am. There's a story about, a Ananda child that was building a set of blocks, you know, and, you know, started piling another one on and piling another one on and had one left. Kid said, ta-da! So we can be like that too. And look at our lives and, oh, we're trying so sincerely and, oh, it all just fell to the ground, but ta-da! I'm doing my best. So I think let's just end in a big ta-da, you know, and cut ourselves some slack and really appreciate the divinity that's expressing through others and through ourselves. And let God lead us and define that beautiful walkway that he has in mind for us. Blessings.